Welcome to Swedish MSD and TV. Today we continue our discussion with Ivar Jakobsson, one of the fathers of UML. And in the last years, I think UML is back. And why is it back?
Well, you know, much of the critique has the critique, the very negative and destructive critique against UML, it came from people who now don't really are on the leading edge, so to speak. As I said earlier, reason for UML meeting resistance was because it was too successful. Everything that's too successful will be used in the wrong way, and that will give a backlash. So, just to take the things that really have was a negative before, we had tools were not very good. Tools are getting much better, and that's a very important factor. Microsoft has now given full support for UML. I mean, full support, standing behind it, promoting it, investing in it. And their earlier initiative is not at the forefront as it was at that time. So they are, even Bill Gates is standing up and saying that we are supporting UML. The Agilistas have moved to do modeling. And there is no competitor to UML. There is no alternative. And modeling needs to be done. And there are lots of organizations around the world that have done modeling for many, many years and can understand the value in modeling. So it's spreading again from these people. So I think we will see UML come back. Now, is it good? Yeah, I think it's okay. It's useful, but it can be better, of course.
What do you mean by better?
What I have criticized for many years is that UML is too complex. It's too big. And even if the interesting thing is that the books that are most popular about UML are very simple books, and they are not really considered written by people that the rest of us consider competent about modeling. Or very competent. So, but now, what the language is too big, and it needs to be restructured in a way that you don't need to learn the whole language to understand the basics. And so a new structure on UML that it makes it easier to learn, easier to adopt. You only need 20% of UML to do 80% of your applications, or maybe 90%. So these 20% needs to, in one way or the other, be isolated and be presented. And if you want more, that should be added on top of it. But the interesting thing is, if you do these additions, it must not change the simple thing. Okay. So that's one of the problems. Now, there are other things, like today, we are very much working with frameworks. So when we develop software, we use frameworks and not start from the beginning. And the support for frameworks in UML, yeah, there are in our UML, there were support for frameworks. We had definitions of it. I just think we need to have more. And it must be more specific, so people who really do development based on frameworks instead of starting from scratch and thinking about architecture should get an easier way to get started. And there are many other things. Now, just a month ago, or 2 months ago, there was a new initiative from OMG, actually led by Microsoft, which is quite interesting. Steve Cook from Microsoft is chairman of this initiative. So that initiative has started to get a response from a number of companies using UML about what needs to be improved. How should UML be improved? And there are now a lot of such I'm not part of it, so I don't really know. But there is an initiative to actually improve UML. And this is really interesting. This is really interesting. It happens 5 years, 6 years or something like that since UML 2.0 came out. People have had time to reflect, and that's what we need. Reflection help you to think about what is really the new stuff you want, how do you want to change it, and so on. I am optimistic that this work will not be again a new happy work by 20 company individuals from companies to make a footprint in the world, but actually it will be useful improvements of UML.
So UML has been now grown up.
I think we will see it will grow up and we go up. And but let me once again repeat: UML has a lot of good construct that had been used for 50 years, 30 years in the software industry. So there's nothing really dramatic about them. Very practical way of working if you use the right subset of UML. And the critique, as I said, was partly a not invented here critique, but there were some truth in the critique too, which I can fully support. I think we are now maybe at the situation where we will move forward with improving and getting it more mature, and that will help us to get a more widespread use of the language.
Thank you.